The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. May Allah accept your du'as and worships in the month of Ramadan. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Dr. Muhammad Subhani.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Ramadan is a journey of the purification of the soul and thought and mind. Ramadan is a journey of abandoning our sin, renouncing the sin, and returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is the month that closes our gaps with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become very close to Him. How to achieve that? What are the means to reach this objective and this goal? Among those ways that we can achieve our goals, the Prophet mentioned istighfar, asking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the first. And the second one is sujood, a prolonged prostration in the month of Ramadan. This is a reality that we should be aware of it, my dear brothers and sisters. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says, "Inna anfusakum marhunatun bi'amalikum." Our soul, our nafs, are captive of our sin. There is no way that we can separate between ourselves and our sin. They are going to be always with us. Quran gives us a warning in many places. It says, "On the day of judgment, we are going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're going to be accounted for our deeds and our actions." And it says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ سَقُلَتْ مَبَازِينَهُ فَهُوَ فِي إِشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. Those people who their weight of good deeds are heavy, indeed they are going to be a pleasant place. فَهُوَ فِي إِشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. They're going to have a very pleasant life in the hereafter. But God forbidden, if our good deeds are lighter than our sins, says فَأُمَّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. It's very interesting the word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is used, أُمَّهُ فَأُمَّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. In Arabic language is mother. And since a child always takes refuge next to his mother or her mother, therefore it's a place that we take a refuge is called أُمَّهُ فَأُمَّهُ. That such a person was seen as heavy compared to his good deeds. On the day of judgment, his refuge is going to be Hawiya. And the Quran said, "Bama أَطْرَاكَ مَاهِيَةٌ نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ." You don't know what is Mahia. نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ is a pit of hellfire. That's going to be the place we are going to be. So therefore, we have to always remember ourselves in the month of Ramadan, the reality of life. We should not let the glory of this world to fool us. And how beautiful is that Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in Munajat in Masjid al-Kufa brings the reality of life to us. And one of the good and beautiful du'as that we could read and recite every month and every evening of the month of Ramadan is Munajat Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in Masjid al-Kufa. That shooks your heart and shooks your spirit and brings the reality of life to you. And it says, إِلَهِ أَنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ الْعَمَانِ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفُ أَمَالُ وَالْبَنُونَ. In this world, when we face a difficulty and hardship, we always rely on our wealth and our family and our connections to be able to save ourselves from the facing calamity and difficulty and hardship. But that's not the case in the day of judgment. On the day of judgment, لَا يَنْفُ أَمَالُ وَالْبَنُونَ. Wealth and the family and connection is not going to benefit you. Illa man atallahu biqalbin salim, except the one who comes with a qalb salim, with a pure heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is qalb salim? Is a qalb Ibrahim alayhi salam, as the Quran mentioned. a qalb and a heart that is fully submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, this is the reality that we are going to face. The distance between life and death is a fraction of a second. We are alive, but the fraction of a second, we might be the other side, which there is no return back to us. So therefore, the month of Ramadan, the Prophet, peace be upon him, gives us a recipe that can save us from the difficulty and the hardships of the day of judgment. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said istighfar, that asking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that has been recommended that every day after salat, we have to say at least 70 times, astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyim, Allah, we are returning back to you. And the other one is batul sujudakum. We have to make a long prostration, a long sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the sermon of Sha'baniya said, wa'alamu anna Allah ta'ala zikrahu aqsamu bi'izzatihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sworn by his might, Allah yu'adhib al-musallina was-sajidin. Those people who pray and offer their prayers, they are not negligent about their prayers. And they prostrate and they make a sujood for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to punish them. Of course, the salat has to be acceptable by salat. We ought to give our best effort that our salat to be as the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to pray and to offer it. وَلَا يُرَبِّعْهُمْ بِالنَّارِ يَوْمِ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And we are not going to be fear from the hellfire on the day of judgment. So therefore, I would like to bring your attention about the importance of making long prostration, long sujood. We should make habitual for ourselves that after every day that we make a long sajda toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is narration that from the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, when you make a long sajda, tul sujood, which is one of the tradition of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, when you make it a long prostration, the Prophet, peace be upon him, says, that sajda calls falls of sins, like a falls of dry leaves from tree. Have you seen in fall season, when the wind comes, all the dry leaves fall from the tree on the ground. When you make long prostration, that's the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives your sin. Khatafa Iblis man khalfihi, and Iblis behind cries that why this servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, lam yadkhulhu wahshat al-ghab, we are going to be safeguarded from the torment of the night of the qabr, the first night. My dear brothers and sisters, the closest time that you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless of your status, regardless of your spiritual purification, is when you stand for salat, when you stand for prayer. And in salat, the most closest time that you are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are in state of sajda. That's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at you with mercy and kindness. The Prophet, there's a narration, says, أَقْرَبَ مَا يَكُونَ الْعَبْدِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهَوَ سَاجِدْ. When you are sajid, when you make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are closest and that state to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we ought to make a habitual in the month of Ramadan and to continue that habit, that after each prayers, that we put our forehead on the ground and feel close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either with our own language, try to make a najwa, make communication, share our heart, secret of our heart with him, or we can use some of the askar that has been received from the Prophet, and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. For example, you can put your forehead and say, Shukran, Shukran. Wallah, thank you, thank you. I'm appreciating for all this opportunity that you are giving me. Or you can say, Affan, Affan. Wallah, forgive me, forgive me. I have done wrong. I'm asking your forgiveness. Or you can remember God with his kindness and mercy. Ya Rahimu, Ya Ra'uf. This is the way that you can approach and get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ramadan.